Hi, welcome to another episode of Bill Selleck Talks. My name is Bill Selleck, and this is me talking. Right? Totally creative title. You're welcome for that. So, this week, I am talking about flipped classroom, online learning, blended learning, and just, I don't know, like there's been something that's been bugging me about the whole idea of like online learning, and I can't quite put my finger on it, and I think I might get it. I think it's just about moderation, like everything in moderation, right? We've known this for a while with Goldilocks, right? That porridge is too hot, that porridge is too cold, this porridge, say it with me, just right, right? How can we not do this as educators? So we think about face-to-face, 100% face-to-face, and I'm thinking specifically about this course I'm teaching with Concordia University. It's kind of an overview of technology in the classroom, graduate class, super cool class. I'll call it 586 because that's what the course number is. So, you know, there's a handful of different assignments, and this week, and here's what got me thinking about it, is it's the flipped classroom. And, you know, I gave it a go, I liked it, and I was like, you know what, like, there's something that's off, and I think that's what it is that, like, if there's a complete lecture that's online, and then complete, like, activity or worksheet or something that's in person, it feels too far on, the pendulum has swung too far one way. Yeah, right? I think so. So for sure, like, math classes where, like, every lesson is a lecture and the whole class is flipped, just feels so far to the side. Like, well then, I don't know. Like, what about the students in your class? If you've recorded every assignment, what if these students don't get it? That doesn't make sense, right? It's like, that's felt off. And then online 100% just feels so disconnected. In my experience, both in taking a class and being an instructor in a class, I don't feel like I really know the people that I'm taking the class with. And maybe that's just old-fashioned of me, but it feels like that's an important part of learning, is to have community and to get to know each other. So like this whole like always asynchronous with an instructor video and like announcements on Blackboard has felt off. Like the pendulum has swung too far that way. And then face-to-face is like, that's what we've been doing forever because we didn't have a choice. And it feels like at this point, right, we have all these amazing tools. Like I'm talking on my phone and it's going to be a podcast. I have a whole episode about that, like the magic of audio. So there, like we have these amazing tools. We can make videos of ourselves, of our screens and ourselves. We can edit videos, which we tend to not do with flipped instruction. We can record an iPad using Explain Everything and like annotate stuff and save that as a video and share that video anywhere with whomever we want. So there's this amazingness with our ability to very quickly and easily create pretty rich content. So face-to-face only, like without actually continuing the learning outside of the classroom, that feels off too. That just feels, I mean, like what most classrooms are, honestly, but feels like there's this big opportunity we're missing. Like the pendulum is still like far away or hasn't swung. I don't know where it is on that metaphor. So yeah, I think it might be just a little bit of everything. Like if you're face-to-face, have some online thoughts. If you're online, try and get together either face-to-face or just together at the same time, like on a hangout. But I think just a little bit of everything might be the key. I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm curious about your thoughts. Let me know. Vox at me, tweet at me, Snapchat at me, reply in the comments, whatever. I'm curious. But that's kind of what I'm thinking these days with whole flipped online blended stuff. Thanks for listening to Bill Selleck Talks.